This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. The Helena School Board of Trustees voted unanimously Tuesday night not to renew the contracts of 52 non-tenured teachers, drawing concerns from both parents and educators. This year, the number of teachers who were pink-slipped doubled from last year's 26. Just one of the outcomes of the school's budget strains and the failure of levies last week, according to Karen Ogden, the district's communications officer. Helena school officials said that deep cuts are necessary as the board considers how to balance the district's budget. Another 19 teachers in the district have announced their retirements or resignation, meaning Helena schools could have as many as 71 fewer working teachers next year. The district won't know exactly how many teachers can be rehired until it finalizes the budget in August. The school board will use the recommendations based on a budget consensus committee in case school levies failed as the basis for determining the district's next step. Some of the recommendations would eliminate or reduce school programs such as the Peak Gifted and Talented program, physical education, and music. As a result of the staff cuts, bigger classroom sizes are also anticipated for next year. Coney Marble's rape conviction was overturned roughly 7 years ago, but the trial to officially establish his innocence began this week. The 39-year-old Marble is suing Missoula County, where he was charged, prosecuted, and convicted by the jury of raping another boy in a juvenile detention center when he was 17. The 2017 dismissal of that conviction was one of the highest-profile cases won by the Montana Innocence Project. Rather than a typical lawsuit that follows overturned convictions in which someone seeks damages against the government for flawed proceedings that imprisoned them, Marble is attempting to secure a compensation package approved by the 2021 legislature for those who have been wrongfully convicted. The state is also a defendant in the case. The 12-person jury selected Monday won't determine the dollar figure. In a civil case, it's arranged like a reverse criminal case. Marble's attorneys will now seek the jury's affirmation that he is innocent, with the government on the defense. In Marble's case, there was no DNA evidence collected, but the conviction fell apart after the alleged victim recanted. Marble's accuser, Robert Thomas, later reversed his recantation under the threat of being charged with perjury. But Thomas has since died, leaving the matter in some uncertainty. As Marble has sought damages against the government for his years in prison, the Innocence Project helped shepherd the 2021 law into the legislature with wide bipartisan support. Initially, the bill would have required the state to pay out $60,000 a year for each year in prison and $25,000 for each year on probation or parole. Governor Greg Gianforte vowed to veto that bill unless the counties were required to pay 75% of the compensation. Advocates were hesitant when lawmakers approved Gianforte's changes, worried counties would fight the claim, resulting in legal disputes that the law tried to avoid. Marble's entire case is now back on trial. Missoula County attorneys say no one ever labeled Marble an innocent man, but with a deceased victim, scattered witnesses, and a full plate of current prosecutions, the rational decision is to leave the case unresolved. Some 3,000 ballots will be resent to three precincts following what is being described as human error. And it sent some City of Helena ballots to Lewis and Clark County residents and vice versa. Lewis and Clark County Clerk and Recorder and Treasurer Amy Reeves said it was the first time staff was using a new system for the primary. The error was made in precincts 6, 12, and 15, which have some overlaps of city and county residents. She said some county residents received city ballots and some city residents received county ballots. Reeves said the problem was due to human error. The ballots will still be due to the county by 8 o'clock on June 4th, which is primary day. The ballots were mailed out on Friday. Cheryl Allen, a GOP candidate for Montana Superintendent of Public Instruction and the current superintendent of Harrison Public School District, was placed on paid administrative leave effective immediately by the Harrison School Board on Tuesday night. Tuesday's action marks the fifth time she has either resigned, been put on leave, been terminated by a school board, or left a job as superintendent of a school district before her contract was up. In April of 2019, after 3 years as superintendent of the Conrad School District, Allen submitted a letter of resignation to the school board after a group of concerned parents decided a personalized learning program she implemented wasn't working. She left a job as superintendent of a school district in Cottonwood, Arizona after 1 year after murky circumstances developed. She left a job as superintendent in Boulder, Montana after 2 years and left a job as a superintendent at Grand Canyon School in Arizona after the school board terminated her. Allen was the deputy superintendent at Montana's Office of Public Instruction from 2020 until August of 2023. She was Superintendent Elsie Arnson's longest-lasting deputy, and she left that job to take the job in Harrison. Allen has been charged with misdemeanor obstruction of justice for preventing DCI agents from interviewing students about possible crimes. She has a court date in July after pleading not guilty. A federal lawsuit on behalf of three former Canyon Creek resident families says the corporate owner, Kolesch Senior Communities, and Canyon Creek failed to now what? A federal lawsuit filed on behalf of three former Canyon Creek residents' families says the corporate owners, Kolesch Senior Communities, and Canyon Creek failed to care for the residents, instead wringing profits out of the business while leaving seniors who live there to fend for themselves. In court documents, attorneys for Canyon Creek and Kolesch have denied the allegations, saying many of the concerns raised in the lawsuit were a function of dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, not in the quality of care or staff. KFF Health News reports more than 1,100 lawsuits have been filed nationwide challenging whether the nursing homes and rehabilitation centers can be sued. In very broad terms, courts have made a decision between the pandemic and those who died because of negligence or poor care. At the time, staff from Billings Clinic and the National Guard were dispatched to Canyon Creek to help with the pandemic. Documents filed by attorneys John Heenan and Philip McGrady claim that the short staffing at Canyon Creek has been documented by the state of Montana and was done so prior to the pandemic. The court records say Kolesch received $879,500 in COVID relief funds. Of that, $366,000 went to Canyon Creek, and the rest appears to have gone to corporate operations. At a Saturday night campaign event billed as a conservative cookout, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson told the crowd that he had put a friend and fellow Republican up to running against him in his bid for re-election in order to raise more money, and he says the state law is ridiculous. That's according to a recording made by the Daily Montanan. Knutson was speaking to a gathering of Republican candidates in Dillon. According to the recording, Knutson said, "I do technically have a primary. However, he's a young man who I asked to run against me because our campaign laws are ridiculous. So he's a young man from my part of the state. His name is Logan Olson. He is not running. He filed to run against me simply because our current campaign finance system in Montana, it allows me to raise more money. So he supports me, and he's going to vote for me. He literally did it because I asked him to. He's a good kid. I shouldn't say kid. He's a young lawyer up in Plentywood. The Montana Commission of Political Practices, the top campaign enforcement officer with the state, confirmed on Tuesday that it could be a violation of Montana law for one person to recruit another person to run for office for the purpose of raising more campaign funding. Montana law also prohibits trying to stop a candidate from running for office or encouraging them to run for office for personal gain. According to the Montana Free Press, quote, Olson doesn't appear to be actively running a campaign against Knudsen. He has no campaign website, has reported no fundraising, and the individual his campaign hired for campaign finance compliant work is the same as Knudsen's. Montana law has several provisions that could apply to false campaigning. A couple in St. Ignatius is slated to receive $65,000 after accusing lender Rocket Mortgage of discrimination when they were trying to buy their current home. That's according to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The department said the property is a single-family home owned by the couple on the Flathead Indian Reservation in St. Ignatius. The mortgage lender and the company both deny the allegations of discrimination, but each agreed to pay an additional $30,000 towards programs to improve housing for Native Americans, as well as do outreach on their social media platforms to educate on the company's range of financing options on reservations for those eligible. The couple filed their complaint in 2023, alleging mortgage banker Mike Gunn with Rocket Mortgage, and said he subjected them to discriminatory terms and conditions based on race. Rocket Mortgage denied the loan application, and as a result, the couple says they had to pay a higher interest rates and accept a loan from another lender on less favorable terms. Both Gunn and Rocket Mortgage deny the allegations of discrimination against the couple, but entered into the settlement, quote, solely for the purpose of obtaining closure on the matter. If you need to hear this report again, please check our Treasure State Radio or KGRT-DB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in now 53 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, 3 Native American nations, and 33 countries on 6 continents. We also post expanded versions of our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH, 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.